This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned in to the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. On today's show, we are with Dr. Daniel Hussar, who is the Remington Professor of Pharmacy at the Philadelphia College of Pharmacy at the University of the Sciences in Philadelphia. Dr. Hussar teaches the non-prescription drug therapy course and is the author of a monthly newsletter, The Pharmacist Activist, at pharmacistactivist.com. Dr. Hussar, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Well, it's my pleasure, Eric. Thank you.
Certainly is our pleasure as well. So what are your top tips for sore throat pain and the must-have survival kit for sore throat pain?
Well, my first tip, Eric, would be to make good use of your local pharmacist. The pharmacist is readily accessible, and when we have symptoms that might be easily relieved, the pharmacist can provide a good recommendation. With regard to sore throat pain and symptoms, my personal feeling is that some of the products that have been around for decades, like the chloraseptic spray and lozenge products, have excellent benefit. They've withstood the test of time and experience and continue to be the products that pharmacists most often recommend when individuals complain of a sore throat and ask for their advice.
Well, how do you compare home remedies to over-the-counter relief?
Well, there are some terms that sometimes are confused or perhaps interchanged. The over-the-counter drugs are those that have been demonstrated to be effective for particular conditions where the labels of the products identify a specific use. Some of the home remedies may be of benefit to some, but typically have never really been tested in well-designed studies. So when there's a choice between them, and I'm not suggesting that home remedies would never be of value, but when there's a choice and when there's a non-prescription product available, I would certainly recommend use of that. Sometimes for various symptoms like a sore throat or a dry throat, even something like salt water, a saline solution, can be a simple and inexpensive product to utilize, and that can be prepared right at home.
Are some people more prone to sore throats than others, do you think?
Well, they are, and there are a number of individuals, individuals whose normal responsibilities require speaking frequently. I am a teacher, and I've had several classes today. I just participated in a pretty lengthy meeting, and by the end of the day, my throat's getting a little scratchy. In fact, my mouth was a little dry earlier, and I had a package of Luden's moisture drops that were readily available, and it wasn't like I had a sore throat, but it was just dry, and that has been of value to me. Not just individuals whose professions or occupations require a lot of speaking, but many of us have the occasion to go to a sporting event. It could be a football game or a soccer game or to see our children, our grandchildren play. You know, our weekends are often filled up with these activities, and we're yelling encouragement. And sometimes, even though the game has a limited duration, sometimes just that expenditure of energy and voice results in our experiencing a sore throat. And then, of course, there are the common colds that are so common as we come into this time of year. And sore throat is actually usually the first symptom of a developing cold. Now, other symptoms can subsequently develop, like nasal congestion, a headache, perhaps fever, but sore throat cough, sore throat typically is the first sign of the development of the common cold.
Today we are visiting with Dr. Daniel Hussar, who is the Remington Professor of Pharmacy at the Philadelphia College of Pharmacy at the University of Sciences in Philadelphia. He's joined us here briefly here on eHealth Radio's General Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Hussar, what are some simple remedies to ease sore throat pain quickly?
Well, some of the simple remedies, sometimes a salt water gargle. I mentioned earlier the chloraseptic spray and lozenge formulations. Now, these are over-the-counter products that contain active ingredients like benzocaine and phenol. And one reason, there's several reasons for which I would usually recommend products such as these. One, their activity is pretty much confined to the area of the mouth and the throat. Therefore, very little medication is getting down into the stomach and getting absorbed and into the circulation. So the effectiveness, the action is limited to those areas which it comes in contact, the spray adhering to the mouth and the throat mucosa where it will stay for a short period of time and then can be spit out. The lozenges, the gradual release of the medication keeps it in the mouth. So we have the greatest concentration of medication where it's needed the most. And the design of that product, of those products, prevent the medication from getting into other parts of the body where not only are the effects not needed, but it could even be responsible for side effects.
How about telling us where we can get more information in all these regards? It would be very helpful.
There are various sources, and I would just emphasize the value of the advice of the pharmacist. Pharmacists make recommendations often, and I've seen some surveys that 95% plus of recommendations from the pharmacist as a trusted health professional are followed by the individuals who are seeking that advice. There are websites, WebMD, or we could Google phrases like sore throat pain. And actually, there's a chloraseptic website, chloraseptic.com, C-H-L-O-R-A-S-E-P-T-I-C. And these are some of the additional resources. But a quick answer and personalized answer can be as close as your local pharmacist.
You gotta love that. It's really been good to have caught up with you today. We've been speaking with Dr. Daniel Hussar, who is the Remington Professor of Pharmacy at the Philadelphia College of Pharmacy at the University of the Sciences in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Dr. Hussar teaches the non-prescription drug therapy course and is the author of a monthly newsletter, The Pharmacist Activist, at pharmacistactivist.com. Dr. Hussar, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
It's been a pleasure joining you, Eric.
It certainly has. Come back anytime. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.